As we are now in the latter days, we are approaching that time spoken of in Scripture, when we will see nations vanish from the earth. And God in His mercy has sent the Blessed Virgin forth in our time to alert the world's peoples of this time of times that is now approaching. From the years 1970 through 1995, Christ and His Holy Mother would appear to the late visionary Veronica of the Cross during rosary vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. Over 300 powerful and enlightening messages of prophecy were transmitted to the world through Veronica, acting as a voice box for heaven. The message is urgent and warns that the United States and other nations are now on the pinnacle of great destruction. We are reminded of the ongoing plan of Russia to subdue the United States and to bring it down, a plan which, according to Our Lady, is now being carried out by countries like Cuba and the Al-Qaeda network. Our Lady assures us that communist Russia never died, but is now finalizing their plans for the capitulation of the United States of America. And of course, this plan is being carried out in conjunction with the United Nations, which according to Our Lady was deliberately set up as a coalition against God and country. As Our Lady says on September 13, 1975, I quote, "America, you will remove yourself as a country from the brood of vipers, the UN in your city. It will be set up to lead your people to destruction." Unquote. Indeed, the UN is the seat of Lucifer upon earth. All one needs to do is to consider their agenda. Worldwide depopulation through abortion, homosexual rights, feminist rights, children's rights, animal rights, sex education, birth control, condoms, etc. They have clearly identified themselves as international criminals in the downfall of their fellow man. And in fact, they are the ones who are orchestrating this international terrorism, as it is their plan to crumble the system and bring down America so that she will eventually be forced to merge with other nations in a new international one-world government. This is what they're all about. Naturally, they carry on their activity under the pretext of peace, as it is their wish to be known as the international peacekeepers. But the exact opposite is true. It has been their insidious effort to brainwash the populace with the illusion of peace and security, while at the same time pumping into our country all manner of witchcraft, drugs, and pornography, so as to crumble our moral and political structure and pave the way toward this new international one-world government, which, by the way, will coincide with the coming invasion of the United States. According to Our Lady, this plan is being formulated from Nicaragua to come up through Mexico and thereupon into the United States. But again, this is all being orchestrated through the United Nations. Little do Americans know that President Clinton passed a presidential directive decision back in 1995 entitled PDD-25, whereby our nation's military was basically placed under the jurisdiction of the UN. Now, what this meant, at least technically speaking, is that the United States would no longer possess its own military forces, but that our troops and forces would now serve to carry out the cause of the UN. And this has basically come to pass. We have to ask ourselves, what are our troops doing in places like Iraq and Afghanistan? This was all arranged on purpose by the UN, so as to leave our country wide open for this attack from Central America. We can understand, too, why Carter, an Illuminati and puppet for the UN, why he handed the Panama Canal over to the Chinese back in 1988. And of course, the Chinese and Russians are allies. They're one big happy family. This was done on purpose to give the communists their long-awaited stronghold in Central America. They have been eyeballing that place for a long time. Now, they control the ship traffic coming into Central America. Now, they can bring in shiploads of nuclear bombs and chemical warfare, and who is going to inspect them? Not the U.S. That is now U.N. territory. And, of course, they are making sure that plenty of nuclear weapons are coming in through that channel, just as they and Russia are making sure that Iran is producing plenty of nuclear bombs. It's all part of this globalist conspiracy to subdue the nations under a communistic one-world government. And of course, the major obstacle standing in the way of this plan, at least from a political standpoint, is the United States of America, because America is the only nation left on earth that can act as a mighty dam to hold back the floodgates of this communistic one-world onslaught. And so great emphasis has been placed on breaking down the moral fabric of America from within, so that America will capitulate and fall to the enemy plan like a ripe apple. On June 18, 1981, Our Lady said, "The eyes of the world are on North America, and the eyes of all creatures possessed by demons of hell are on North America. And should North America join them, North America shall fall." And how interesting to note that back on March 23, 2005, President Bush met with Mexican President Vicente Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin to sign a pact called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is designed to dissolve the United States as a separate and independent nation. Now, this is no lie. Naturally, the liberal press was praising this as a wholesome measure to join forces against terrorism, but the exact opposite is true. The pact, prepared by CFR and Bilderberg administrators, sets forth step by step what must now be done to ensure that America is enslaved under a North American Union by the year 2010. In other words, we would yield up our sovereignty as a nation and just be a province of this larger North American entity run by these Illuminati one-worlders, which means that we don't have any borders. This is the whole idea, to break down our borders and open the way for this invasion from the south. This is the plan that Our Lady's been trying to alert us to for so many years. And of course, the media is not going to report on this. Our Lady says you cannot believe what you read in the news because the media is controlled by these grand masters of deceit known as the Illuminati and the Third Worlders. And of course, they have their headquarters right here in our country, the UN. This is the tumor that is spreading all this diabolical cancer throughout North America and the world. Our Lady said that these men of Satan are now entrenched in our government as infiltrators and have assumed tight control of our media of communication. As she says, your leaders cry peace while they prepare for war. And this, in a nutshell, sums up the activity of the United Nations. However, their emphasis has been to target the youth of the nation in keeping with Lenin's formula for starting a revolution when he said, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, destroy their ruggedness, turn them on the dirty books, get them to preach pure democracy, etc. For therein is laid up the plan to destroy America from within. It was a plan to turn the minds of the nation against God and country, especially the youth, so that we would surrender to this new wave of sin and revolutionary thinking symbolized by the so-called peace symbol, which Our Lady, by the way, revealed to be the emblem of the Antichrist. Our Lady said that Lucifer himself, in human form, entered our country in 1971. Now, in reference to his agents, these Illuminati at the UN, Our Lady enlightened us on their activity in her message of November 25, 1978. Now, we're going to quote a little bit from the message, and as we do, you might want to think back to the early 70s when things started getting a little bit freaky, with all the pot and rock music and drugs and the peace symbol and all the cries of liberation and equality. Now, we quote from the message. There is a group in the United States and the world, a group that started many years ago calling itself the Illuminati, coming from the word light bearer. Naturally, my children, this light that they bear stands for Lucifer, and as such, they have gone through the world secretly known as Luciferians. They have brought into your country, the United States, and your neighbor Canada, a group of witchcraft practices. Well, have they laid their plan to destroy your children with drugs, using your school systems, your medias of communication, your newspapers, your televisions, your radios. Every means of communication has been infiltrated by the members and submembers of the Illuminati, a conglomeration of individuals, powers, and principalities throughout the world, and banking systems. Unquote. This is St. Michael's broadcast, and we're discussing today this diabolical conspiracy to overthrow our country and the world. And we just quoted Our Lady's message concerning this group, which is pulling the levers behind the scene. Now, Our Lady has referred to this diabolical conglomerate of the last days as the Octopus, which is also referred to in the Book of Apocalypse as the Beast. And Our Lady said that Lucifer, in the body of a man, is now controlling the tentacles of this beast. He permeates this worldwide conglomerate. He is the moving spirit behind it. And that he is ready to emerge publicly. This is the one known as the Antichrist. And those that have given themselves to this ungodly influence of the last days will be easy prey for this Antichrist when he comes, just as those who have given themselves to the new liberal changes in the Catholic Church will be his allies, because it is one and the same force that has brought this change of ordinance upon society and the Church. Satan entered the Church at Vatican II Council, and is now using the Church as a forum to advance this new international religion. Pope Paul VI would attest to this diabolical presence on June 29, 1972, when he stated to the world, from some fissure, the smoke of Satan entered into the temple of God. Now, as to how the old devil got in can be explained in a few simple words. In 1884, Pope Leo XIII received a supernatural vision concerning the coming assault of Antichrist against the Church. As he understood it, the devil would be able to achieve the destruction of the Catholic Church within 100 years of that time, unless some sort of remedy was provided. Moved by the urgency of divine grace, he immediately proceeded to compose the famous exorcism prayer to St. Michael, and he ordered it said throughout the universal Church, including after all Sunday Masses. For he saw what was coming upon the Church, and therefore he was attempting to set up a dam, as it were, in order to hold back the coming tide of evil. But in 1964, this dam broke. For this was the year when they removed the traditional prayer to St. Michael from the Sunday Mass worship. With the reform of Vatican II in the early mid-60s, the age-old devotion to St. Michael was basically trashed and thrown out of the church. This was to prove fatal for the church, since St. Michael is the guardian of the faith and the guardian of God's tabernacle on earth. And through the restraining force of this great archangel, the influence of the devil was formally held back through the ages and kept out of the church. But by removing St. Michael, this opened the door to infiltration and gave the devil easy access to enter. You see, the old devil knew that if he can get his foot in the door, he could use the church as a forum to advance his agenda. Because, as stated above, the agenda of Antichrist is to dissolve all moral authority on earth, be it national or ecclesiastical, and bring about a new world order. And so when the old devil entered our church, the first thing he did was to turn the priest around and institute the new rite in the Novus Ordo, which signifies new order. This was to set the stage and pave the way toward this coming new world order. It's a form of mind conditioning or brainwashing, where the faithful are led into renouncing their past and accepting a new religion of man. This is what they call the so-called renewal since Vatican II. St. Paul speaks of a revolt to come in the last times. As he says, the day of the Lord will not come, quote, unless there come first a revolt, and the man of sin be revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. The revolt has occurred in our time, and is now paving the way for this man of sin, who, according to Our Lady, is ready to emerge. This is St. Michael's broadcast. Now, we mentioned before how the peace symbol represents the revolt against the establishment in the last times, the revolt against moral authority. But more specifically, according to Our Lady, it refers to the revolt against the Catholic priesthood. Because we have to remember that the priesthood of Jesus Christ is the center of all moral authority on earth. The commandments of the Almighty have come to planet earth through the priesthood, because the priest represents Jesus Christ, who was the author of all law and authority. So the devil knows just where to hit. He knows that if he can take the power away from the priest and put it in the hands of the lay people, the church will be in a state of revolution and sin, where we lose our souls. And sadly, it is the clergy who are fueling this revolution on. In the message of May 23, 1979, Jesus tells his priests, "You are secularizing my church, and you are demonizing my sheep." Now, as Our Lady has said, this revolt of the last times has come about through the presence of 666 on earth. That is, six powerful demons loosed from the abyss to advance their reign of deception and sin. And because we as church and society have given ourselves to their influence, we will have to endure the six terrible days of suffering that is coming. That is, 3 days of nuclear World War III and 3 days of complete darkness upon being planet-struck. This will come as a punishment for infidelity. And then at the end of that time, Christ will return and hurl these same six back into the abyss. And therein lies the secret of the ages, as given to us by Our Lady, 666. The devil knows his time is growing short, but for the moment God is allowing these dark forces to overrun our planet. And to think that these infernal agents have now come into the church. Vatican II was their point of entry. As Jesus tells Veronica, I quote, "Satan entered my church upon earth. He brought with him his agents. And Satan himself, the deceiver of all mankind, sat in on Vatican II, and maneuvered all the outsiders to come in and distort my doctrines and distort the truth." And that is Jesus speaking to the seer Veronica on June 18, 1986. And of course, what we've seen since Vatican II is a shift of focus, where the emphasis is now placed on the community. Prior to Vatican II, the priest always said the Mass facing God in the tabernacle. But with Vatican II, the priest now faces the people instead, insinuating in so many words that we should turn our back on God and make the church into a meeting hall for man. And so what we see today is a new church of man, where the lay people now assume the sacred duties of the priest. We see feminists and lay groups bossing the priests, breaking into the tabernacle, overrunning the altar, giving out the communion, while the congregation swings to the beat of degenerate rock music, all of which is illegal in the eyes of the Almighty. They're committing sins in church. It is precisely this profanation of the temple that has given the devil great power against the Mass and sanctuary, fulfilling Daniel's prophecy when he said, "And strength was given him against the continual sacrifice because of sins." Daniel 8:12. The change of ordinance since Vatican II has indeed strengthened the devil's hold against the church, but this is the very thing that is bringing the wrath of God upon the world. The prophet Isaiah predicted these very days when he said, quote, "Behold, the Lord shall lay waste the earth, and shall strip it, and shall afflict the face thereof, and shall scatter abroad the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, they have changed the ordinance, They have broken the everlasting covenant. Isaiah 24. The mission of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside is to provide for your spiritual needs, and our catalog of religious gifts certainly reflects that. Of paramount importance is the brown scapular, which Our Lady has asked us all to wear in these dangerous times. You don't want to leave home without it. Our 100% wool Crusader scapular goes for only $2.95. And with that, you'll want to order your chain link wooden rosary made in Italy, goes for only $6.95. And for an additional 95 cents, we can send you the St. Benedict Medal and Our Lady of the Roses Medal to complete your armor that you want to have on your person at all times. For your home, we provide you with the 2-inch wooden crucifix for your doors, goes for only $1 each. For your listening edification, we have some inspiring audio cassettes and CDs that are bound to captivate you. For our complete listing of religious gifts, visit us at www.smwa.org and shop online at our secure store. To order by telephone using your credit card, call 1-888-830-SMWA. That's 888-830-7692. And that number, by the way, is for credit card orders only. And if you call after hours, you can always leave your order on our voicemail. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send a letter to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. This is St. Michael's broadcast, and we were discussing earlier the universal change of ordinance that has come upon the Church through the influence of Antichrist. And of course, if you've ever read Quo Primum, you would understand what is meant by everlasting ordinance. This was a papal bull issued by Pope Pius V back in the 1500s, in which he declared the Mass of the Council of Trent to be the everlasting mandate of the Church. This is the Latin Mass said before Vatican II, where the priest says the Mass facing the tabernacle with his back to the people. And in the document it states that no bishop or clergy may tamper with this formula for saying the Holy Mass. I quote from his document, where it says, "It shall be unlawful, henceforth and forever, throughout the Christian world, to sing or to read Masses according to any formula other than that of the missal published by us." Moreover, he states, "This present constitution can never be revoked or modified, but shall ever remain valid and have the force of law." Hence, we see that the Pope under inspiration was really acting as a prophet, saying in so many words that this is the Mass that will never die. Several centuries of use has certainly proven this. And Pope Paul VI essentially says this very thing in his encyclical of September 3, 1965. This was done in rebuttal to the Reformers at Vatican II, where he states, quote, "The Church, therefore, with the long labor of centuries and the help from the Holy Ghost, has established a rule of language, confirming it with the authority of the councils. This rule, which has often been the watchword and banner of Orthodox faith, must be religiously preserved. Let no one presume to change it at his own pleasure or under the pretext of new science." And he goes on to say, "It cannot be tolerated that any individual should, on his authority, modify the formulas used by the Council of Trent to propose the Eucharistic doctrine of belief." Unquote. Hence, we see that with the conclusion of Vatican II, Pope Paul washed his hands of the new liturgy and maintained his fidelity to Quo Primum, as the previous popes had done for centuries. And in fact, you might recall from some years back, as it was published in several Catholic magazines, that Pope John Paul II in 1986 commissioned a panel of 9 cardinals to examine the legal status of the Old Latin Tridentine Mass. And after serious deliberation, it was determined by the panel that Pope Paul VI never legally overturned the Latin Tridentine Mass, that it was still in force, and it was furthermore determined by a vote of 9-0 that any priest of the Church can say the Old Latin Mass without permission from their bishop. It was Cardinal Stickler, one of the 9 cardinals on the panel, who had disclosed this information to the public. And so this coincides perfectly with Pope Paul's statement above, that the liturgical rule of the ages must be religiously preserved. Jesus agrees on November 22, 1975, where he tells his priests, "You must return to your traditional rites." And in the message of Bayside, dated February 1, 1975, Pope John XXIII echoes this same point, where he appeared to Veronica and said, the bull, rules and regulations," Pope John says, "rules and regulations must be followed." And of course, he's referring to Quo Primum, which is the papal bull of the ages, pertaining to the rules and regulations of liturgy. After all, there is no other. Vatican II didn't issue any bull, that's for sure. What Vatican II produced were lies distorted half-truths, and misconceptions, this being the result of the infernal enemy working today within the Vatican. And this is essentially the third secret of Fatima, that Satan himself would sit at the controls in Rome and use a fallen hierarchy of bishops to undermine the Pope and destroy our Holy Church. Our Lady herself has told us this in the message. Even so, Our Lady tells us that the Mass today is still valid. The profanation of the rites does not invalidate the sacraments as long as a legally ordained priest is saying the Mass. Christ is supernaturally present in his institution, because that is still his church, those are still his priests, and that is still his house upon earth, where he dwells. So Our Lady counsels us not to lose sight of this just because of the antics or the poor behavior of the priest. As Our Lady says on August 14, 1981, I quote, "Remove your thoughts, your judgments from the man standing at the altar who represents my son. See only in him as one who is my son at the moment of consecration, be he sinful or be he a saint. In time you will understand and accept this counsel." Unquote. If there is one lesson that we learn from The Passion by Mel Gibson, it is that Jesus Christ can take a punch. He didn't just drop dead with the first blow, but endured many hours of abuse. So it is today, the mystical body is now passing through its passion. And when they threw the first major blows at Vatican II and cloaked Jesus with dirty Novus Ordo rags, he didn't just expire, but has continued with us during these days of darkness and betrayal. So Our Lady counsels us to remain with him in our parishes and not just leave him hanging there. The idea is that we stay and fight Vatican II and keep tradition. Our Lady asks us to save the Church. Which means, then, no participation with responsorial psalms, no handshake of peace, no use of today's missal, and that we kneel throughout the canon of the Mass until the final blessing, kneel to receive Holy Communion, and receive only from a priest and never in the hand. This is illegal and not approved by heaven. In short, stay but reject the modern changes in the Church, remembering the words of Our Lady when she said, quote, "These changes... the changes that have given bad fruits have not been given to you through the Holy Spirit and through your vicar, Pope Paul VI. It is the web of Satan reaching out." And that is from Our Lady's message given September 27, 1975. This is St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you the urgent messages from Jesus and Mary, as given in our time to the late seer, Veronica of the Cross. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of the seer Veronica receiving the message from Jesus on August 4, 1979. Again, these visitations from heaven occurred at outdoor rosary vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is Jesus speaking through her.
My child and my children, a long discourse will not be given by me, for I am certain my mother has made it known to you quite distinctly and clearly and understandably to my clergy in particular, that there must be a major reversal of the present trend for innovation, change, and experimentation in my church. My Father's house, his church, is a house of prayer, meditation, and honor to man's God. Therefore, I object as your God to the manner in which you are seeking to change the plan from heaven and making my house a meeting place, even including in your quest for conversion, heretics, schismatics, and Satanists. Clergy and the children of earth, I warn you as your God that you will not make any conversions that will stand the test of time by compromising the laws, the rules, and the plan of heaven given to you throughout the ages of Earth's time. The way to heaven has been written in the Book of Life, your Bible. We do not expect you to change it to please man, for man must change his ways that offend his God to please his God. Therefore, you will not change the doctrines or go about with itching ears listening to theologians who have become now bloated with pride and arrogance and now seek to make man a god in his own world. There are many false prophets in the world now bringing you doctrines of demons peppered for activity with humanism and modernism, socialism and communism that come down under one major heading of Satanism. For they are all promoted by Lucifer for the eventual destruction and downfall of mankind. Clergy, you must pray now and do penance. Gather your graces.
This is St. Michael's broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from Jesus at the vigil of August 4th, 1979. Parts of this have slightly been edited for quality purposes. In light of the recent news, it would behoove us to go back and review the message of July 25, 1979, in which Veronica is given a symbolic vision of a present-day Oriental who was about to ignite the world on fire. As we indicated earlier, the present conditions on Earth and in the Church are bringing the wrath of God upon humanity. As Our Lady says, wars are a punishment for man's sins, and God will allow World War III to break out. This will be part one of the coming great chastisement upon man. Our Lady says that up to three-quarters of the human race will perish. But those who listen to the message and follow a few simple instructions will have nothing to fear. That's a promise from Our Lady. We would invite you to write for the free messages and information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostle at P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. There is no cost to receive this information, but contributions are appreciated. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org.